the first spacecraft in the Young Stuff Space Program.
Meet Rebecca Young. She's 11, and her sister, Kimberly Young, who is 9. They live in Seattle, and yes, they did say spacecraft. Last fall, the Young sisters built a balloon craft called the Loki Lego Launcher. They made a video to show other kids how they did it, and then they launched it into space.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Impressed? So was the White House. A week ago, they called the Young family and invited the girls to the White House Science Fair. Rebecca and Kimberly joined us from their hotel in D.C. to tell us about their spacecraft and how they named it.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, we know names are pretty important. So why do you call this the Loki Lego Launcher?
Well, we have a picture of our cat, Loki, who unfortunately died a few years ago. And we also have a Lego minifigure of R2-D2.
So tell me a little bit about your launcher. What is it made out of?
It's made out of 3 triangles of plywood connected by 3 arrows that you use for archery. And then it also includes 2 GoPro cameras, a spot GPS tracer, and a flight computer.
Kimberly, what did it feel like when you sent it into space?
Well, we were really excited, and then there was just this teeny feeling of nervousness if we didn't retrieve it.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine you wanted your project back. So what happened? Did you get it back?
Yeah, we did. With the GPS tracker, we got a signal that said it landed, and then we drove to pick it up.
So you put not just one, but a couple of GoPro cameras on there. What were you hoping to see?
We launched in East Washington, so we saw a lot of farmland. But then when we got higher, we could see, well, when we were at its highest, we could see the blackness of space and the blue atmosphere and then Earth below us.
So I know you put a flight computer on there. What did the data tell you?
Well, it showed us, we put it into a graphing chart and we looked at different things, and one thing that we learned was the temperature got colder as it went through the first layer of the atmosphere. And then when it entered the second layer, the stratosphere, it started to get warmer and then colder again. And then when the balloon burst and it started going down, even with a parachute, it went really fast.
Rebecca and Kimberly, I don't have a sister myself, but I'm curious, what is it like to have a lab partner who's actually your sister as well?
Well, Kimberly and I work really well together.
Sometimes we argue a little bit, but you can't always agree on everything.
You know, that reminds me a bit about your parents, and I'm wondering what they did to help you with your project.
Dad used the power saw. And they paid for a hotel, and they drove us there, and they filmed it. But we did most of it ourselves.
So you've tracked all this data, you've written it all down, and what are you going to be doing with it next?
Well, we were going to launch again this spring break, which is where we are, which is what we're doing right now. But then we got invited to go to the White House Science Fair.
And you are going to the White House. What do you think it's going to be like?
I don't know exactly what it'll be like, but we've seen a few videos, and it looks like a ton of fun.
The White House Science Fair happens today. And one more thing. Rebecca and Kimberly are still planning to release the Loki Lego Launcher 2.0. With 1.0, their goal was to see the blackness of space. Next time, they hope to get high enough to see the curvature of the Earth.